Ooh, bitch, you ain't shit.
Hey, y'all, I'm Queen Chicken here.
And I'm Breezy the Gent.
And we... Man, y'all know who we are. I'm not doing this for her this week. Y'all know who we are. Y'all know what it is.
I was trying to wait, like jump rope. Like, when my time to jump in?
And but I was waiting for your cue also.
Oh, my gosh.
Man, y'all right, know who well, we are. Y'all know right. what it is. Y'all know what we do. Let's get into it. I'm cracking up. Oh my God, Breezy, how was your week? I missed you.
I miss you too, man. I feel like it's been so long. It's just been so much going on. Oh my God, something else happened that I didn't even fucking mention to you off the phone. I'll mention it now because I really don't mind being that open. My grandma passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry, boo. My condolences to you and your family.
Thursday. So.
Wow, and that's crazy. Right after we got off the, right after we ended our last session, we were just talking about that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm sorry. So that happened. I'm here to support my mom for the most part. Like, thank you for the condolences. I'm fine. It wasn't like it was like a surprise, like she died suddenly or anything. So it wasn't like that. Like, I'm okay, but I'm just here supporting my mom because I know that it's her mom. Like, she was there for her at the very end and was the one that was able to be in the hospital with her and see what was going on and how it was going on. So I just feel for her. And her husband just died last year. My stepdad died last year. So
wow.
She's going through it.
Aww.
So I'm just trying to be here for my mom. Yeah.
Yeah. I get it.
But besides my week has been all right. I really just been working on a video that I finally got finished. It wasn't a big deal. It was just this car show that my homie put together. Of a car club and then a bunch of other like old school cars and stuff like that.
Well, all them fine men.
Yes. You saw it on my story. A bunch of men driving their cars, making a bunch of noise.
I like a loud and rowdy.
Right. But it was dope. I got to hang out the car with my camera. That was fun. But they rode from like South Philly to West Philly, like through downtown. So I got footage from that. It was dope. It was a good time. But yeah, that was it. Other than that, I did work and that was it. I went to brunch today. I was a little drunk, but I'm not even that drunk anymore. So
brunch is always a good time. You know what?
It was a really
always
good
a
time.
Good time.
Have you ever been to Golf and Social?
No, I've been meaning to, but you know, yeah, I just haven't.
Just didn't happen. Got it. That's where we went today.
How was it?
It was cool. It was turned
up.
Golf? No, we did not golf. We sat in a section. They put us in a section with some couches because it was like 8 of us. So we sat there next to the DJ and shit, and I mean, it's two DJs, two floors inside. They got inside seating, so they got inside and outside seating from my understanding, but we were just inside.
The so the place
good.
Is
I got
called
chicken and waffles.
Golf. The place is called Golf and Social, not Golf or Social.
Oof.
But y'all don't get confused. You're supposed to do both. You're supposed to do both.
Hey, yo, that's a good point. That's funny as
I'm tired of y'all black people going to that place and not doing both. At least try one.
Yo, my God. This is the last time I was there before COVID hit. I'm sitting at the bar and you see people walking in with like big golf clubs going up the stairs. Like, okay, there's actually golf here.
Oh,
I ain't
business.
Never seen that before.
Yeah.
I'm just
business.
Here for the bottomless mimosas.
I'm cracking up. That's so funny. No, I have to go. Maybe I'll find somebody's fun to go with.
The food's pretty good. They got big screen TVs. They was playing the Eagles game, and then there's DJs, so it's always turned up. Yeah, they was losing by the time I left, so there was that.
Yeah, I'm trying to say. I'm sure they were losing.
How was your week?
My week has been a roller coaster. I'm still on it, apparently. But my week started out very, very, very bad. I posted this on social media, but my best friend is in the hospital. She's been in the hospital for at least a week now. So that wasn't fun. I found myself being like really upset, like upset to the point that I was pissed off, I think, on Monday. And like I was barely functioning at work. It was just a lot. But she's been on the up and up, so I've been happy and positive about that.
That's pretty great for a best friend if you, you know, have those religious beliefs. I'm not pressing them on you, but if you pray, please pray for her.
Pray, manifest. That is literally like all I've been doing. But yeah, so far it's been nothing but positive updates. So I'm happy about that. Hopefully this week will be different. I'll be at the bottom of this roller coaster now. But right. The highlight of my week was actually today.
Hey,
so random. So freaking random. So this morning for my dog's second walk of the day, I was outside. Now when I walk my dog, right? I'm outside looking like anything and I don't care. Right. I never care about how I look if I'm not going anywhere. Like around the corner, something like that. So I had on my nightgown, my little short nightgown with my tights under it and my sneakers and jean jacket on. So I'm walking with my dog, minding my business. I see this car pull over. But I'm not paying attention. I'm sitting here listening to my music. Mm-hmm. So I happen to look over. I'm like, why is his window rolled down? Now, I'm gonna be very open with y'all. I live by Cobbs Creek, so I walk my dog on Cobbs Creek. On Cobbs Creek Parkway. So I'm like, why is this guy's windows down? So I ain't paying no mind. So I happen to look again, like, oh, he's talking to me. Okay. So I'm like, I can't hear you, sir. I'm all the way up here and you're down there. So then he backs, he reverses down Cobbs Creek, does a U-turn, and comes in a block I'm walking on. So I'm like, huh?
Go for a nightgown, some tights, and some sneakers.
Right. So he's like, so I'm already irritated. I usually don't talk to, I be in my zone, especially when I'm with my dog, because my dog, she's very protective. So she be like, don't talk to her. Like, don't talk to me. So she's looking at this man in the car, looking at me, looking at him. And I'm like, yes. He was cute, yo, okay? So I was happy about that. He's like, does everybody, he was like, do everybody look as good as you walking a dog? I look good at myself.
Okay.
I'm like,
no, but I'm my like, number is 215.
I'm like, I look a mess, stop it. And I started laughing. So then he starts a little conversation. He was like, he said something like, no, for real though, like, can we be friends? And I'm like, sure, whatever. Now I had to be real sneaky, y'all, okay? Because I talked to a guy that lives on a block that he met me on. So I was hoping the nigga didn't come outside to see me talking to this. Right? So I'm like looking around, make sure the nigga's not outside. So I'm like, sure, whatever. So I gave him my number. Breezy, do you know this man? As soon as he pulled off on the block, called me.
Yo. Like what? What you doing
today? Not even 5 minutes later, called me. Mind you, I'm on the phone with my best friend, telling her, I'm like, child, I'm talking to her because she's away, so I'm just talking to her. I look at my phone, I'm like, there's a number calling me, I think it's him. So we ended up, he's actually really cool, like, we ended up talking on the phone for like an hour and a half. I met him at 9:30, we were at lunch at 1 o'clock.
Oh. Okay.
Right.
Shout out to
so
him
I was like,
for
you
not
know
playing
what?
No games. Like, I like that. Don't play no fucking games. If you want it, then come fucking get that shit. Don't wait for the next day. Don't wait for the day after. You don't know what's going to happen.
I was
he
like,
was on it.
Okay. I'm like, I'm liking the energy. And he was real cool. Like, he kept, and I kept, like, trying to get out of the date because I was already back and being comfortable. he kept saying, like, what you want to eat? And I'm like, I'm not hungry. I'm like, you're doing stuff right now. Like, but he was persistent. He was like, look, go get dressed and call me back when you're done. I called him. I was just like, I called him back probably like 45 minutes later. I'm like, I'm dressed and I'm ready. He pulled up to my house in 3 minutes.
Yo.
Like, okay.
Okay.
But it was a very good date. Very good date. We went to Landmark. We were watching the game.
I love
we were
Landmark.
Literally talking the whole time. We went to the ghetto Landmark. City Line. I hate that Landmark.
Oh.
But we talked the whole time. So it wasn't bad. And I did see when the Eagles was losing, so I was happy about that.
We're not gonna talk about that. Just come over it, please. I was disappointed.
But yeah, so this little impromptu day actually made my week. Like, it made me happy. But yeah, it kind of turned my week around. I was happy. It was so random, but I was
okay,
happy.
So
that
y'all
I
talked the whole time.
You
went out on the first date already. How you feeling about him?
Hey, it's cool. Like, we're on the same page. Like, just want to get to know each other. Like, I mean, yeah, I'm at the point where I want a relationship, but I'm not going to push. I'm not going to push myself into one. I'm not going to.
Right.
And I'm not going to, So we're on the same page. Like, go with the flow and get to know each other. And at this point, like, I'm sick of the guys that I was talking to. So,
girl,
I'm okay with this.
I'm happy start. For you. I was sick of the guys you were talking to.
Do not get me started, okay? Conversation for another day.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, I told y'all what it was. Y'all not with it. I gotta go. So we gonna see.
Okay, one day at a time. So, I mean, shout out to Hopeful Bay.
Yes! I like that. I'm about to change his name to that in my phone, Hopeful Bay. Oh, Breezy come in with the... Yes, with the Bay nicknames. Y'all know I'm heavy on Bay nicknames, so that's my shit. Here we go. Yes.
Let's do a little foreplay.
But enough about us. Breezy, what the hell have these celebrities been getting into this week?
Ciao. Like, first of all, I'm just going to say, it's 5 a.m.
Ah, wait a minute. Did I mean... Oh, shit.
All right, so a member of Pretty Ricky, motherfucking Baby Blue...
The little shirt.
Yes, child. He got caught up in a motherfucking $24 million COVID relief fraud scheme. Like $24 million. So the way they was doing it, it was the PPP program that the government had put out for small businesses where they would do, it's Paycheck Protection Program. That's basically what it is. How you can still pay your employees and keep your business afloat. They was giving out loans left and right to small businesses. So they took advantage of that shit. The first loan, they falsified documents and got $400,000. Once he saw he got $400,000, he doubled up and did another loan with more falsified documents for $700,000.
Oh,
and then went and bought himself a Ferrari.
So how did the number get up to 24 million?
There were at least 90 applications.
700,000. Oh my God.
There were at least 90 applications. The other ball that was involved did more. They both did their fair share. And it all added up to more than 24 million.
That don't make no fucking sense. Like, you wasn't just satisfied with that. You wasn't
the
satisfied
one mil.
With that.
He got 1 mil up off him.
No, with the you wasn't satisfied with just that 400,000. That
would have been fine with just the first one, right. Doubled up with 700,000. Like, you went back and got greedy.
Right? Nah, 700,000 is cool. 400,000 is cool for me. Like, You know what I can do with 400,000 right now?
That's so crazy. Like, how do you get involved in something like this?
Why are these celebrities? I don't get why the celebrities are doing what us poor folk are doing.
That's the part I'm like, thinking about, Baby Blue. Like, how do you get involved in something like this?
Like, we this need
making me
money.
Look at the other boy sideways because he be on Instagram promoting his little his little thing. I forgot what it is.
Spectacular?
Yeah.
With no, credit with us.
I think it's a credit repair or some shit like that.
I don't know about the credit thing, but Spectacular actually has a successful tech business, so he's good on that end. I don't know about credit shit. I'm going to leave that one alone.
He out here promoting some shit where you pay him to help. I forgot what it is. Mm-mm. Don't give me the line, so I'm not even going to bring it up. But Baby Blue stole $24 million from the government.
They all have some, I don't know what to call it, but yeah. I need celebrities, please leave the scams to us. Leave it to us poor folks that actually need the money, because like, y'all are going to get found out way, way quicker than we are. And it's going to be even worse for y'all than it is for us. Just stop. Y'all already got money. Leave it alone. That's ridiculous.
Yo.
That's what he get. That's exactly what he get.
Yeah. It's definitely what he get, because like, how you... Mm-mm. Come on, bruh. Like, you could have just sang for all that. Like, just sing a song. The fuck?
Right.
The digital age, like, nowadays, look at motherfucking Outkast. They just went platinum. Just went platinum for Fresh and Clean. Did you see that? Just this year.
Wait, what?
Outkast went platinum.
Huh? Just this year?
Just this year, So Fresh and So Clean is platinum.
But how the hell?
Congratulations to Outkast, by the way. But all I'm saying is it's a digital age.
The best male group, the best male duos in rap history. What?
Ever. Right. They definitely deserve some claps. My machine is... Yeah, yeah. That just came out. So just a little tidbit. Yes.
I'm upset.
The digital age is a real thing, man. Like, people streaming, they adding it. It's in whatever show, whatever commercial. So people bring it back up and you get them streams up. You get the numbers back up.
I contributed to probably half of those streams that got the mirror. Because every time it rained, I'm listening to Outkast. And So Fresh and So Clean is always one of the damn songs.
You are probably the person. You're the reason. You're the reason they won't play it.
I am. Miss Jackson was for me, if y'all ain't know.
Well, anyway. You know, Miss Jackson was actually for Erykah Badu, but that's a real story. Did you
Don't
know that?
Go there.
All right, yes, I'm gonna leave it
do
alone.
Do not go there.
My bad.
Do not go there.
My bad.
We're gonna say
we're not talking about any of these people.
We ain't talking about Baby Blue because he going to jail. You are going to jail.
Like, there's no way around that. There's no way around you getting $24 million and just buying a Ferrari. $1 million Ferrari.
Like a Why? Ticket.
Like,
a dummy.
That was the dumbest thing. And they seized it. They definitely seized that drone, like, right away.
You gotta be the dumbest little Oompa Loompa I've ever seen in my life. Wow.
And apparently he withdrew $300,000, like he just had it on him.
Excuse me?
Right. Like,
oh my god. No wonder y'all so damn broke. This is why you went broke after Pretty Ricky was no longer a thing. Cause of dumb shit like this. Dumb shit like this, and you got mad cause Spectacular ain't wanna give y'all money? I wouldn't give you dumb ass money neither. That just pissed me off. Niggas will nick. I can't.
Girl.
Niggas will nick.
That's apparently what happened today, because he thought he was running off on the plug, and they got his ass real quick. Like, that didn't take no time. They was just arrested on the first.
Are you fucking serious? Oh, my mm-hmm. God.
Them and 11 other people. That's how I added up to 24 million.
Be careful with these scams, y'all.
Yeah, that's another thing. Y'all better be watching out for that PUA shit. You see how they coming down on Baby Blue?
That PPP. Those loans, though, that's some other shit.
Yo, that's out of hand. That's definitely out of hand. Like, you get millions? How did you even think that was about to slip under the radar?
But my thing is, they're loans. So even if you did get away with it, how did you
The plan was maybe to run off on a motherfucking government or flip the money and be able to pay it back.
Nigga, they was going to bury you under that damn grave. They were right. Bury you under that damn fucking prison, yo.
It's definitely a federal offense, so he's definitely going to, like,
prison. And you black, prison. So you ain't... They throwing you in that thing.
Mm-hmm.
You black. They throwing you in that thing.
Oh, they was charged with wire fraud, bank fraud, conspiracy to commit wire fraud and bank fraud. All of those things. Well, shout out to Outkast.
That's it. That's all.
Just a quickie.
All right. So I have a very interesting question.
Okay.
So, when it comes to BDSM, how far have you gone and how far would you go?
Okay, so you just, like, just threw it out there. Yes. Like, it wasn't... All right,
because
all
we,
right.
Like, because we've talked about it before, but I've never asked you, like, how far would you go?
Okay.
I know we discussed both being interested in it, like, we were both... But we were talking about the history of it at one point. So I know we were, like...
Right.
You know.
So for people who don't know or understand or are just a little curious, BDSM, there are a couple different groups in that thing, but the main meaning of the acronym would be bondage, discipline, dominance, submission, and don't get me to fucking lying. I can't even say it right. Sadism, because there is some sadism.
Yeah,
in
I know what you're, yeah.
And then another one that starts with a M.
But all the good stuff, you know.
Ooh. I'm not going to say all the good stuff because I'm not interested in every single letter in that bitch.
I mean, I'm not either, but certain, I don't know.
So it is pretty interesting. There are aspects of it to me that are pretty interesting. This can be a more extensive conversation because there are so many different aspects to it that I realize I'm interested in that, like, I don't know. I don't want to scare nobody off, but, like, mm-hmm. I like shit, like...
Okay,
well,
so
starting
just...
with the... Go ahead.
Okay, so I just want to say... I don't know.
So how far have I gone? Make it easy. I haven't gone far at all. I haven't really done much of anything except for, like, handcuffs, which most people do. That's not, like, a big deal. People grab handcuffs, like, that's the first thing you do.
But people, I'm about to say, people still need to. It's still a part of it.
Furthest I've gone is to introduce handcuffs into the bedroom, but... I'm definitely interested in diving much deeper, like, so much deeper. So much deeper, like, I'm interested in...
Like, you're going to the bottom of the ocean deep.
I don't know about bottom of the ocean, but I'll be okay with, like, walking people like my dog and having them wear tails, like a little bit of animal play.
God. See, I'm smiling, but I'm like, I don't know. See, I'm too goofy. Oh, my God. Like, when that guy had sent me that message on Instagram, I'm too goofy for that. Like, I just deleted it. Because I'm like, I don't know what to do with you, sir.
There were so many avenues. I cannot believe you deleted it.
And I'm just like, I'm like, where do I start? Did I just send him my Cash App and tell this man to just send me money?
Yes, you need a tribute first. Boom, start just like that.
I know, but I'm just too goofy because then I don't know where I would have went after that. Like, right. I would have been like, okay, like, because I don't, oh, goodness.
Hey, show me you really want to serve me. Cash App right here. Bam.
Right. And I think me personally, like, because of how silly I am, especially when it comes to the bedroom stuff, like, I could be serious, but I'm still goofy in the bedroom. So, like, I'll probably be just sitting there laughing at this man, like, Jesus Christ, like, what are you doing? Yeah, I don't know. I really need to take classes on this. Yeah, but I know, mean, like,
some guys are into being laughed at. There's also that humiliation.
No, and I told you, like, I will want my soul audience to be white, because it's mm-hmm. reparations for me. Like, I don't want to do what I have in my mind to any black man.
I feel that.
I don't want to whip no black man's ass.
I'm
whipping these white men. You know what I want? I mean, I'll tie a black man up to a door, so, you know.
But you want to, with
some lying. Little spin wheels and stuff like that, like, I'll tie him up to those wheels and spin them or something. I don't know. But I, interesting. Yeah. Like, the furthest I've gone is, well, I tied somebody up to a door before, which is pretty good. I want to do the tying up to the bed, though. I want to see how that's going to work with my bed.
They got them under the bed restraints.
Yeah, they do.
Just got
those.
I haven't set them up under the bed yet, but.
Ooh, let me know how that works. I've been seeing it, and I wasn't sure because of how my bed is.
I'm not sure yet either. We'll see. I'll let you know how it even fit or anything. Ooh. Like,
yeah, okay. And then, but, like, I have ropes for, like, my partner to tie me up. I don't know if I want to get that far yet. I don't know if I'm comfortable being tied up, because some men play too much, and I just know I want to be in control. Like, I want to be the dom.
And see, that's a part of BDSM that people don't understand. When you just said some men play too much, that's where you're not doing BDSM with those men, because at the end of the day, like, this isn't a game. Like, it's gonna be fun for everybody, but it's not mm-hmm. a game where you're sitting here playing around and not knowing how to tie a knot and not knowing how to release me when I say the safe word.
They have classes for that, like, teaching you how to tie certain sensual knots, like, so it's not too hard,
right?
But it's hard enough so she can't get out, but it's also, like, giving her, you know, that I'm in control thing. And also, men don't know how to communicate during sex. Like, when I tied the person up to the door, I kept asking him, can I do this? Is this okay? Like, you have to always, it's always, you have to make sure you have consent from your partner whenever you do stuff to them.
And that's another thing that I eventually want to get deep into. So when you're getting into BDSM, another thing, if you're going to be living the lifestyle, instead of having to continuously ask every step of the way, this is why contracts are a thing. Like, I know that the 50 Shades of Grey made it, like, all sexy and weird. Like, it was just a Christian Grey thing, but it's really not a thing. But contracts are really a thing. Like, those are for real, and it's just for your safety and the dom safety as well, but mostly the sub safety, to make sure that things that are happening are things that you wanted to begin with. So we won't play that, oh, you okay with this? You okay with this every step of the way? You're going to be okay with it the whole time because you signed it off on the contract.
Yeah. And that's where, I don't know, that's where I have to, like, maybe I'll venture into some of Chocolate Dom's virtual classes. Because I could have done so much with that man, but I was just like, in my mind, I'm like, where the fuck am I going to start? What am I going to do? Like, I was low-key mad after I deleted the message that I deleted that damn message. I was like, damn, I could have got some money off this man first.
Definitely could have got some money for sure.
It's cool. It's cool. My opportunity won't come. I'm going to post something else so he can... I don't even know how the man found my page. For me, just posting that damn post.
Like, maybe liking pictures, going through you know, some people do, they go through the likes and the comments and stuff of those types of pages just to see who's
that's
who.
True.
That could be something, but BDSM, I'm definitely interested in a little bondage. I definitely want to be a dominant. I don't think I ever want to be a submissive, but I think at some point I would play that just to learn more of that role. Mm-hmm. So I can understand my sub more, not for me to just be a sub.
No, I get it. I definitely get it. Hmm. I definitely can't see myself as a. And I like in the like regular sex. I like being in control. Like, nigga, no, we gonna stop when I say we stop. I'm crazy. Mm-mm. Yeah, no.
And I'm definitely okay. Into discipline. I want to get deep into discipline. Like, still not like on some you gonna wear this at this time. Like, I don't want to get that deep into discipline, but I do want some level of obedience.
Yeah, I think maybe I'll enjoy it more with whatever, with a partner who will also enjoy it, like who will be just as excited as me, because I think that might make me find it so much more sexier. And all that, I might look at him in a different way, like, damn. Like, I think I'm, whatever partner is going to be down with it, I think that's really what's going to get me into really doing it.
I mean, that's a big part of it. You definitely don't want to force it on somebody who isn't interested or doesn't want it just because you want it so bad or that's the life you live. Like, if that's the life you live and they're not into it, then they're just not. You can move on because there's going to be somebody that is. But like we say that every episode, but it's honest.
That is, it's the truth. It is the truth. I'm gonna definitely venture into it. Get me some more toys.
Yeah, make sure you draw you out some contracts. Figure you out some safe words.
Yeah. Oh, this is gonna be fun. I'm getting excited. I have nobody to do this with.
There's so many different types. Like, you can get into anything. Like, there's wax play, there's role play, there's animal play.
Ooh, I don't know if I don't want the animal play.
I'm into it.
I have to look into animal play.
I'm into a little fur.
My mind is going elsewhere with animal play.
Nah, it's not like intense. It's just a little fur.
Okay.
But all right. Okay. Make sure you're safe when you're doing it. Like, don't just be doing it for your pleasure. Like, it is really about both of you at the same time.
Yes, make sure you're safe and well educated, at least on whatever you're doing that night. Don't just go into it not knowing how to use your restraints, use your toys, what type of pressure to apply. Like, do not kill
definitely
your
gotta do this. Oh, do yes, not. Please. That's what I was saying. You gotta
do not
this
send
safely.
Them into the hospital. Please.
It's not hot when you see blood. Like, that's not what you're supposed to be doing.
Please don't.
Please.
Use precaution at all times.
What's your relationship status? That is.
Okay, so over the week, there was a video release. Well, originally it was an Instagram post from y'all girl, Jenny Mai, or Jeannie Mai, however she pronounces her name.
Don't get me to lie.
I'm about to say.
That's her parents. I don't know.
Right. It is what it is. Miss Mai. So she posted on Instagram. So she's on the show The Real. And there, I didn't realize that they were recording right now. So I didn't realize when I saw, I was like, oh, they're doing the virtual thing. Okay.
So, wait a minute. Well, you know, I'm not even going to change the story. Just keep telling. Because they're still filming The Real. I thought that, like, there was...
Yes.
All right.
Yes, because...
Did they replace Fancy. The twin?
Fancy.
Oh, shit.
You don't remember? I remember when she got on the show. I remember when they announced that it was going to be her.
Wow.
They announced at the end of the summer it was going to be her.
No. We remember Fancy from the Jamie Foxx show.
Yeah. So.
She's the replacement for the twin?
Yes.
Okay. Moving on.
Oh, no. Don't do that.
No. Well, it's not that. I just, like, I'm not going to do that. The twin left because she wanted more money. So you see who they replace her with. Somebody that they probably paying less than what they was paying when she left. You think that?
Probably. Probably. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not even going to get to...
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was... Like, I don't know. So I'm at this point, it's a theory.
I honestly don't care about Tamara, so it is what it is.
My norm. Is she the one with the black husband or the white? No, she the one with the white husband.
Yes.
Tia the one with the black husband.
Yes, Tia's always been the black one.
Right, right, right. She out here.
She's been the black twin.
Chilling with Corey.
So, Jeannie mentioned, I don't know what they were actually talking about originally, but they got on the topic of submission. And Jeannie mentioned that she wouldn't mind being submissive to her husband. But here's what she actually said. I'm a very dominant woman. I own my own business. I lead my team. I played my own manager, my own publicist, my own lawyer when I didn't have money to have those people. So I make the decisions in my life. When I come home, I like the idea that my man leads us. And I get it. I agree 100%. Then she also went on to say, that doesn't mean that in this case, Jay makes all the decisions for us. That doesn't mean that when he says, how are we spending our money or where are we moving, that I just say, yes, sir, or yes, your honor. It's not that. It's a, you know what? I think that we would do best here. I want to do this. And he takes the decision. He formulates it with our overall vision and he leads us and I like to submit to that. Again, I agree. I like the idea, right?
Yep.
And lastly, she said, I don't want to lead in our household and in our marriage. I want him to lead and I have all of the essence of what I bring as a wife to make that decision. But I love that my husband will be the man that leads. I like that structure in the marriage and I look forward to that because it is tiring being the boss of me. It is tiring leading all the time. And that was it. But she did mention that her mother was the head.
Interesting.
I don't think she said the head, but she said her mother was a powerful force. I can't remember. She said her mother submitted to her dad because she was always doing everything. She was the head or whatever outside of the household. Did the same. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Can't remember. I don't remember what she says. Again, I care less about the girl. But
yeah, it makes sense, I guess, a little bit.
The topic that came out of this was, how do you feel about submitting to your spouse if you were in her situation? Do you like the idea? Do you like the structure she was mentioning?
I am in a same-sex relationship, so I couldn't say that I relate or even understand what she's talking about.
It doesn't matter. About, it does not matter. I don't think it matters about gender. Do you think so?
Are you gay?
I don't think so.
I don't think you are. So I think that I can speak for my community when I'm saying
but
that.
But I was saying, I don't think submission should just be based off of gender. It should be based off of...
Off of what? Because what else is she based? What else is she basing it off of
right here? I would like for everybody to think that they are equal in relationship when in all natural, it's not. There's always going to be an alpha and a beta.
What else is Jeannie Mai saying then? She's trying to submit to her man because what? Why
she's
else?
She's marrying a man.
Because he's a man, exactly. So I'm not in that same predicament. I never even had a boyfriend that I cared about that much that I wanted to ever submit to.
But
not
here's what
ever
I'm getting
in my life.
At. Here's what I'm getting at. I know a lot of people want to say, oh no, we're equals. So no, there's always an alpha and a beta relationship. Always an alpha and a beta.
Nope. I disagree.
Okay. Agree to disagree. That's fine. I really want you to think that it's fine.
No, okay, so I wouldn't. Here's... I wouldn't want to. I wouldn't ever want to do that. Like I see where she's coming from, and
so if you, you okay,
I'm not doing that shit.
Again, when I first saw the video, I'm like, I'm not watching this because no, submitting no, it's a rat. Like I'm not, because I'm not doing it. I don't know. I can, right now in my mind state, I'm gonna say I'm not, but I know me. And if I really, really, really like, it depends on who I marry, who I'm with. Because mm-hmm. I'm not going to let no dickhead leave me. No. It's just a no. But here was my opposition for that. Jeezy also has his own businesses. Mm-hmm. He also is the head of everything that he does.
Mm-hmm.
What if he wants to come home and be the submissive one? Then what? How does that work? I'm like, it sounds cute because you're making it sound like you're going to be the submissive one. But what
if, man. That's what it sounds like to me. Whatever the fuck that means.
Girl. But what if your husband wants to do this? Like, how are you actually, you're coming out and telling us this, but I don't think it's actually that way or it's going to be that way. Because they're both two powerful people. And this is why, going back to like BDSM, this is why a lot of men that are submissive, are the submissive ones in those relationships, is because they're the ones giving the orders out in the real world. So when they come home, they don't want to do that. They don't want that burden of having to do that at home too.
GC strikes me as a guy who would be okay with that and be satisfied with that being Jeannie Mai's approach. I think that's what they want. She wouldn't have said it. She wouldn't have said it in public if that wasn't what he wanted.
No, I agree. But I'm saying, if it was, I don't know. I personally don't. I don't like the whole submission and all that. Like, I don't know. I don't want no man leading my household. I'm leading my own household.
The part that I don't understand is like, you're dominant this where, you're dominant this place, you do this and this and this, and then you come home and you let him be dominant. What does that mean? What does that mean? If you're dominant everywhere else but home, you're going to be dominant your husband in home.
Right.
I'm just lost as to what she's letting him do. What does it mean for a man to take over a household? Maybe I'm lost on that.
The only thing I can think of is the sex part. Because there's no on and off switch for being a dominant person. If you're dominant outside, you're dominant inside. There's no such thing as an on and off switch. So that's why I was just like, when she said that, I'm like, I didn't believe that. I'm like, just say he run a relationship. Just say he's been running it. And then you're just trying to make yourself feel better about it. Because
that made me think, like, she's the type that's having dinner, waiting for him when he get home, and massaging his feet, asking how his day went, sucking his dick by the fireplace. I don't know, but that's the image I got.
I don't want to think about anybody sucking Jeezy's dick, because that their relationship is still a hurt piece for me.
Is it? Is Jeezy a man?
Oh, Jesus. He used to be, but then he became the faux man. I just can't. Like, it just doing TikToks in the grocery store. I was over it.
Yo, I never seen this in my life.
I'm offended. You know,
and TikTok is taking over the world, and it still hasn't taken over me yet.
I'm not impressed.
Me neither.
Doing that in the grocery store just made me. It made me sick to my stomach. I was over it. So as far as you said, no, you would. You wouldn't even be here for being
no, submissive. I would be the one running the household. In my plan, like, I'm gonna be the motherfucking breadwinner. I'm gonna be out here being the millionaire.
Okay.
So, I'm gonna be handling this shit. or my fucking accountant or whoever's around. Like, I don't know, but it's not going to be like, okay, honey, I'm home from like making millions of dollars now. What you want me to do? Fuck no.
Mm-mm.
It's never happening.
Nah. I get it. I don't know. I really, in my mind, say I'm saying no. I can see it happening though. I don't like being an alpha. That's my thing. I don't like being an alpha. I'm okay with being the beta, with taking the back seat.
Yeah.
And if that's what I'm, and that's my personality. Like, I don't care. And everybody, and it's funny because a lot of people would say, a lot of people, especially at work, they'd be like, you got an alpha, but I don't. I really don't. I'm like, y'all just some dummies. That's, it just is what it is. But like, I would like to say I'm a beta. Until something's not going how it should or how I think it should.
Oh my gosh. Bitches love so thinking they betas until it ain't going their way. Hey, now they want to be out.
It ain't my way. It's the common sense way. It's the way that makes the most sense. The way of the world. Hey.
Mm-hmm. On the bar, right?
I can be submissive, I think. I think I can be submissive, but it has to be the right person. Like, You can't be no dumbass.
Right.
Because I've come across some dummies in my day. And,
you know. Honestly, I don't know. It's just gotta,
I think I'll be...
I'm just move on. That's, remind me of girlfriends. I'm talking about girlfriends again. I've been watching it too damn much. Remember when William A. Senior partner? And he had just had that girl. Air about him. Like, he was just attracting women. And it's just like, that's Big Breezy style.
Oh my God, stop it.
That's the essence. Like, he was dominant because he had that power. Like, he had that status.
No, I get it. I mean, hey, it is. If that's Breezy, you want to be a dick.
Now I'm not gonna be all of that.
Zoya, like, was a dick.
He was. I'm still nice, and I still include people in decisions. Like, I'm not about to just buy a fucking house and think you're about to move in.
Yeah.
Or ask you to quit your job or any of that extra shit. But moving on, because we're not talking about girlfriends.
Not yet.
Right, not yet. Shit.
But yeah, so Breezy's a no.
It's a yes for you.
It's a yes for me. I'll give it a try. And then if it doesn't work, then I'll take over.
It is trying to be alphas.
Nope, I'm just going to steer you in the right direction. And then if you still don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
You said beta's trying to be alphas. I'm a beta for the day I die. I don't want me no damn alphas.
It's time for the You Ain't Shit playlist.
All right, so for this week, my first song is going to be 1-2 by Ugly God. And shout out to my honey because she actually suggested I put this on the playlist this week. It's her
Ugly
shit, too.
God.
Shout
Thanks,
out to
Ugly God. I gotta listen
but
to
that's
it. I'm
definitely my
to
shit.
It.
It's the chorus. It's the chorus that gets you. It's pretty catchy. It's like the 1-2, Freddy's coming for you, but he did it Ooh. In like an Ugly God way. So it's decent.
Okay, I'ma like it. You know, because last week's submission of In My Crocs is my shit. So
see, I see you. I saw you. It posted twice this week, girl. This is your
it's
shit.
So crazy. I would be blasting it, and I would keep rewinding it back. And I'm like, people that was driving near me probably like, this girl don't listen to nothing else but this damn song.
It's a good song, man. The beat, the way he's singing it, it's like just a good song.
He was like, he said, I fuck that bitch. That's my part. Oh, my God. Yes. All right. So, my submission for this week is by a young woman who goes by the name Him the Man. And her song is I Don't Give a Fuck or IDGAF, which is a lit ass fucking song. The moment she starts, you'll understand why it had to be put on this playlist. I love
definitely
it.
Lit, y'all. I need to check her out. She's turned up. Like, I want to check out more of her music after this. Listen to that song.
She is, oh my God. She is her, and it's, I forgot the other young woman's name. Lit is, like, I love underground people, like, people that you never even expect to hear from. These are down south people. I need to move down south. Fuck it.
They said from the H. I'm like, oh, all right. Yes. my next submission is by a new, very new, like, brand spanking new ass rapper. YN, like Nancy. YNJ. I'm assuming that means young nigga, but I don't know.
Don't give me the lie. You never know with these new people.
It could mean something. It could mean something else. YNJ, and the song is called Coochie Scout. That's my shit.
I'm afraid to listen to it. Like,
oh, I'm gonna just say he. He just dropped a whole album, and the shit's called Coochie Land. It's like at least four songs on there that got the song Coochie in the title.
That word is so funny to me, Coochie.
He's my new favorite rapper. It's like,
oh my God, I'm cracking up.
No, it's a funny ass song though. Like, he a funny rapper. I like the way he flow on the beat. Like, he kind of float on there, and it's offbeat, it's dumb, but it's a little catchy.
I'm gonna have to check that out. It's Sunday. I can't listen to it today. I'll listen to it tomorrow. Listen to it while I'm at work.
Right.
All right. And for my my second submission for the week is by Slim Gotti himself. You know, they coming out fit now. But Yo Gotti's Ho, or Heaven on Earth, is my song. I'm a hoe. God, bitches, good love. That's my song.
Definitely a good song. Definitely perfect to put on the playlist, too.
Yes.
I was just rocking to the playlist earlier.
Yo, I listen to it all the time. It's funny because when I'm blasting music and then Blueface will come on.
Yo,
that baby song will come on. I'm like, damn it, Breezy.
And I was in here bobbing to it, like,
oh. I'm so used to, like, just hearing it. It's so funny. I'm like, oh my God. But no. All right, y'all.
I got the playlist. It's gonna be on Spotify, Apple Music. Y'all can work with us, whatever y'all feel like doing with us, but add it.
Yes, it's very vibey. Of course, we're putting you onto some new people, new artists that you may have not even heard of before. So That's fun. So, all right, y'all. That's it for this week. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Queen Chickenhead.
And don't forget to follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Breezy_thegents.
And follow us. I'm mentioning your Twitter.
I tweeted a couple days ago.
You know what? Look at you. I'm about to spam
check
you.
Out, check
I'm about
out, to spam check out account. My Twitter. I sent out a tweet a couple days ago.
I'm spamming her account, y'all. Don't even waste your time.
Yo.
But you can follow the podcast page on Twitter at You Ain't Shit Pod.
Yes.
And then follow us on Instagram at You Ain't Shit Podcast. You know. And don't forget to interact with us. Like, share, comment, retweet, anything. Give us some feedback. You know, let us know what you like, what you don't like, how we're doing.
Yeah. We welcome all of that to our email address, and that's youaintpodcast@gmail.com. You can send any comments, concerns, stories, and questions. If you have any advice or any questions or any advice you want, definitely hit us up in the email. We'll get to it.
Yes, so that's it, y'all. Bye.
Ooh, bitch, you ain't shit.